Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Dorsey.
I'm Jay Gragnani.
And it is December 4th, 2017.
And one day after your birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. I hit 70 yesterday. Can you believe it? Yeah, I guess everybody would believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
It feels weird to be 70. It's okay when somebody says, okay, he's in his 60s. He's in his 60s. That's gone. That's gone. He's in his 70s. Okay.
So that's a new box you have to check on the form. You have to move out of the 50 to 69 box and go
the next point I put my resume in somewhere, and I got to check the box that I'm 70 years old. Hey, today, you know, in today's report, if you're looking to do something for your customer for December, now's the time to do it. I mean, for Christmas, now's the time to do it. And we put some interesting things in, like we used to do Bob's Brownstone Brownies. And any of you old-timers there remember Bob's Brownstone Brownies? Man, was that a trip. The most decadent brownies you could ever get. But we've got Boston Coffee Cake there, a number of other things that you just dial them up and have them send your customer a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And they're all great. And we don't get any kickbacks or anything from it. Sometimes they'll send us a Boston Coffee Cake to enjoy and sample and taste test, and they're really good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Awesome. Yeah. And and they've got a program there, too, that if you have a customer that's not worried about gaining weight, cake a month.
Oh, Lord. Cake a month. Maybe we should do that for the office. We might do that for the office. Although, you can't start in January because that's when everybody's on diets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then all the cakes begin to build up. Well, you know, I was looking through the economic indicators that we have. And they're the most unique things. You know, I think back to 2011, November of 2011, I can't think of the exact date of the report, but one of the things that led us to recommend buying the building sector and anything related to it, from paint to nails to wood to anything you could think of that was building related, was due to the economic numbers here. These are so long term, you just don't get any changes. I've put alerts in for all these to get alerts whenever something reverses up or reverses down, or buy signals or sell signals. And back then it was all about building. It was new housing starts. Had you gone in when we put that report in, I mean, it was the best time you could have possibly bought building related things. And it was due to the economic numbers, which were really learned long term. So I'm fooling around here the other night, and I'm going down these economic numbers, and I came to employment to population. How many people are employed relative to the total population? You know, so I look at it kind of like a currency cross. You know, you could have population stay the same, employment go down, or population stay the same, employment go up. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that this can change. But when I look back at the dates involved here, and this one little chart, which is about 2 inches long, goes back to 1948. So that's a long-term picture. I went back to 1984. This reversed up into a column of X's in April of 1984. Well, many of you who are young advisors, been in the business 20 years, think you've been in the business for a long time. You haven't. 20 years is not far enough to remember these things. But 1982, I remember distinctly the breakout that took place. Reagan was in power at that point in time. And Volcker was the head of the Fed. And August of 1982, this market on the bullish percent basis, the bullish percent index, exceeded three or four tops. I mean, that was a time the market had more than three standard deviation move up. I'd say it was probably a 10 standard deviation move up. It didn't stop for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Were there times in there you had corrections? Absolutely. You had a 1987. 1987, we lost 22% in one day. Greenspan took over the Fed, decided he was going to flex his muscle, raised interest rates, and lo and behold, I mean, the market just hit the skids. Of course, the utility sector, the interest rate sector, had already gone coast to coast from, let's say, 75% on the bullish percent index to below 30% in a heartbeat. That was the first indicator that something was wrong. But at any rate, 1982, we had that, 1987, we had the down move. Now, this moved into a column of X's in 1984, and stayed in that column of X's, in other words, more employment relative to population, I think it was January of 2002.
Yeah.
So you went through the presidencies of Reagan, you went through the first Bush, Mm-hmm. Right? And then in the reversal down, January of 2002, was Bush the second.
The second Bush,
the
yeah.
son.
Yeah.
So that stayed in the column of O's and was declining all the way through the second Bush and the whole Obama administration. That chart was in a column of O's and declining. And in September 2017, it reversed up.
Yeah, just a couple months ago.
Yeah. So I looked at that and I said, you know what, this is a real long term. This goes back to 1948. Could it mean that business is really going to start picking up here and employment is going to pick up in the United States? It already is. It's already happening. But is this the harbinger of a long-term picture like we saw before, like a 1984 to a 2002? Yeah. Could very well be. I'll leave that up to you. But it's worth maybe discussing with a customer. You can look at the chart. These things are extremely long-term. And, I mean, this goes back to 1948. It might be worth looking at.
Yeah. It's an interesting chart, nonetheless.
It is that. So, at any rate...
Take a look. And so if you go onto the website, under the chart list section, if you go up to tools and then go to chart lists, you can find all of the economic indicator charts if you haven't looked at that that one that you're looking at. And the ticker symbol on that one is EMPTOPPOP. So instead of memorizing that ticker symbol, if you go to the economic indicators page, you'll have all of the symbols listed there, and you can scroll through them and look at them like thumbnails and whatever else you'd want to do. Or, as you mentioned, set alerts on them. You can set alerts on those charts, and it's not like a price alert on a stock. You're not getting a lot of alerts on these economic indicator charts, but when they do reverse or when they do change, you know, it's certainly worth paying attention to and looking into. Speaking of change, we did see... this week, just today, a change within the Power 4 or Sector 4 ETF model. And so for those of you who follow that, we've seen, you know, this year, 2017, has been a year where we haven't seen a lot of changes in terms of sector leadership. And so there haven't been a lot of changes to speak of. The change that we see this month at the beginning of December in that Power 4 model is just moving healthcare out of the portfolio, moving consumer cyclicals back into the portfolio. And so it's basically, if you're familiar with that Power 4 model, it's a tally matrix ranking of the 10 broad economic sectors right now. And, you know, technology is sitting up there at number one, continues to be the strongest group, the strongest sector on a relative strength basis. So we haven't seen any changes within that area, despite some rough sessions in the past couple trading sessions where technology has pulled back quite a bit. But for all accounts and looking at things right now, a lot of the stuff that's going on in the technology space, we haven't seen that transition or show any signs of long-term weakness, but a lot of that stuff has pulled back more than the market is. You know, today's a good example. Technology continues to pull back. But consumer cyclicals jumped back up into the number four position, moving back into that Power 4 model. So PEZ is the ETF that's actually going in. PTH is the one coming out. And it was an interesting change in that the consumer cyclicals going in, and when you dig underneath and look at consumer cyclicals and think about consumer cyclicals, one of the sectors, the subsectors that comes to mind is retail. And retail is really a sector that's been out of favor for the vast majority of the year. But you started just over the past month or so starting to see some of those retail stocks pick back up, in some cases move back into positive trends. In some limited cases, you look at a chart like Tiffany's, symbol TIF. Tiffany's is a stock that is actually a retailer that is now at a new 52-week high.
Jay, on that chart. You're killing me.
What's going on?
You're killing me.
What's going on?
I want to go back to Power 4 for a second.
Man, we're not done talking about Power 4.
Okay.
Go back to Power 4.
Right, Power 4. I just want to throw one thing in there. Power 4 is one of the models that we have, which has built-in cash.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has built-in risk management. When I think about what I would be doing today if I was back in production, managing accounts, I would want to create a portfolio that had automatic risk management in it. Mm-hmm. If you come to a customer today and you said, Mr. Jones, I want to put you into this portfolio because it's going to protect you, he's going to say, I don't want protection. This market is really taking off here.
Yeah.
I want an aggressive portfolio. But when you have risk management built in, like the First Trust 5, FVC,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you just buy that FVC? It's a sector rotation. It's proved itself. and leave it. You don't have to come back to it at any point in time in the future. If it needs to tap the brakes, it does. The Power 4, something else I'm going to put in there with it, right along with it. It's got that cash component to it. So I would think about these cash components. There's two other ones.
So there's FVC, DWTR is the ETF for Power 4. There's DWLV, or the Global Factor Model, and that model looks at momentum and low volatility, overlays Dolly, and it can raise cash or it could be fully invested like it is now. And then DWAT or DWTFX, the Global Macro Strategy or the Tactical Fund on those two have the ability to raise cash.
Think about that. If you had those four together in a portfolio, could that possibly be the only portfolio you need?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to have the ability to be 100% invested or...
And each one of them has a different way cash comes in, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's kind of diversified in that respect. Interesting thing is we're testing it right now, and we'll let you know what happens.
Yeah.
I had Sydney put it together. We're going to run a test, back test, and see exactly how this performs with that, just by holding that portfolio.
Yeah.
It would be like a one-stop shop.
Could be.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So let's get back. I'm going to start winding up again. Okay, we're at Tiffany's. Tiffany breaking out? I mean, all of a sudden, Tiffany here looking at the rest of the retailers.
Yeah.
Here's Tiffany taking off. You know why?
Why?
Everybody's making money in the market. Everybody's got Bitcoin.
In the market world,
everybody's
Bitcoin,
got
yeah.
GBTC.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to buy their wife and husbands
some nice
Tiffany's.
Nice Christmas gifts.
Tiffany.
This time of year?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Tiffany's. Tiffany's looks good. You know, some of the other retailers do look good, you know, as well. This one just came up as one that you don't see a lot of retailing stocks at 52-week highs. You look at the paper every day or look at the news every day, and the market continues to hit new all-time highs. You just haven't seen that be the case a whole lot with Tiffany's out there. But back to your point on the Power 4 and the risk-managed stuff, there's most of that stuff, like the Power 4, the Global Factor Model, those are models. You can go to the models page on our website. There are models out there that you can follow as a guided solution. Or in many cases, there's an ETF ticker symbol out there that you can use to access it. So strategies run the exact same Power 4 DWTR, the exact same strategy underneath the hood. It's just, do you want to access it in a single CUSIP ETF where the trades happen underneath the surface, or do you want to pull the triggers and go to cash and raise cash as those things come about? But cash as it is now, not anywhere close to coming into those strategies.
And one more thing too, if you have an interest in eggs, the long-term government
economic indicator charts
on eggs suggested a nice breakout off a long-term bottom. It's going to cost you more to buy eggs in the future.
Egg prices is the ticker symbol on that. It's pretty interesting.
Absolutely.
Egg prices. If you've got clients that are in the egg business, might be worth bringing up to them. Or if you just have households that buy eggs to eat breakfast, as we do at home, we go through with my kids. We literally can't make it a week with a dozen eggs.
Really?
Because they'll eat eggs every morning if you let them.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
that's nice.
So it's going to be more expensive. We might have to switch to something else here soon.
What's that egg substitute?
What you're telling me?
What's the egg substitute? I think you pour it out
of
a carton. Those taste.
I know what you're talking about. Egg batter. Egg beaters.
Egg beaters, man. Yeah. That's got to be your play because they taste just as good.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to look at this.
All right, man.
All right.
Well, we'll see you next week. We get closer to Christmas.